Yes.
I don't know if you heard this right or say it right, but okay. I know we worship Radharani, and we can't put our material womanly form on the same plane as Radharani.
Yes.
I'm feeling like, and men kind of come from women, but I feel like there's this kind of, I don't know where women stand, or like, how come there's such a difference, and how come we can't dance, or go swim in the coon in the bathing suit, or, you know, just simple things like that, or, and if we're all like Jiva souls,
yes,
then how come there's such a separation, you know, in and everything we do?
Okay. Shall I just answer, or are you going to? Okay. Is because men have a strong, sometimes uncontrolled tendency to exploit women. This is it in a nutshell. That's the short answer, because men like to exploit women. So, in modern context, it's seen as oppressive to women, and it may be in different ways, but what is it based upon originally is the tendency of men to exploit women.
Чем-то привлекательным и естественным, но глубина этих отношений полов, она построена на эксплуатацию.
And these ancient cultures, we'll see, the more, you know, India, China, it's the very old ones, see that the male-female situation is dealt with extreme cautions.
Поэтому в древних культурах, индийская, китайская, существуют некие ограничения.
And so at least we should understand in principle where whatever we're seeing at present, what did this stem from? Where did it come from?
И чтобы мы не видели сейчас, мы должны подумать, откуда это источник.
So the original idea was to minimize the exploitation of women, not to oppress them or repress them. Now, how much the presence in any place in the world represents the original is debatable.
В какой степени, как бы, в современном мире существует некая подлинная культура, это очень относительно.
And how much adjustment shall be made in light of modern culture and civilization should be carefully assessed.
Мы должны смотреть очень внимательно, в какой степени мы можем, так сказать, принимать некие современные принципы жизни, до какой степени.
Seeing women dancing, I mean, this is famous since the beginning of time. Dancing girls gives pleasure to men. When men see, by inversion, when men see girls dancing, it incites them to mundane pleasure, which awakens the tendency in them to want to exploit those very women.
Та же причина, когда мы видим там танцующих женщин, это побуждает зачастую людей к желанию эксплуатировать их.
So, that's right. We live in the world of exploitation.
Поэтому мы живем в мире эксплуатации.
There's the world of exploitation, renunciation, and dedication. these safeguards were established in the world of exploitation to check the exploiting tendency. In some instances, it may reach the point where the very thing that was meant to safeguard and check exploitation has in itself become an oppression. So, I observe when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, for example, observing the traditions and customs of that place, he did not create any anti-current. He didn't go against the current of their tradition and customs. And that means that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Haridas Thakur didn't enter the Jagannath temple. He did not interfere. These are their customs, this is their tradition, we're respecting that. There are people in Bengal, but not limited to, and academicians who try to portray Mahaprabhu as some sort of social reformer, even a communist. When he says, Naham Bipro, Natchanarapati, Napi Vaishana Shudro, you know, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, I'm not a householder, a Brahmin, a sannyasi. You know, they say, see, he's a Mahaprabhu was a communist. They don't point to the bottom line of that sloka. Or he says, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasana Dasa. What am I? I am aspiring servitor of a servant of a servant of the lotus feet of the Braja Gopis. That's my aspiration. That's my inner identity. That's our aspiration, every man, woman, and child, in connection with Krishna consciousness. And so you can say, in the contrary, it's to embrace this spiritual feminine position. But I will suggest, by inversion of this principle of not interfering with those cultures and traditions, that when the Krishna consciousness movement is in the Western world or other parts of the world, that applying the same principle, whatever is current there will not interfere with that either. So people will approach us to find what is our position on gender issues or such things. And I will say, our interest is in, as expressed by Mahaprabhu, we're not taking our stand there in any particular social position. we're pursuing this aspiration to be a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of the Braja Gopis, which means withdrawing from the mundane sensual plane, any sort of mundane sensuality across the spectrum. So we won't interfere with any particular culture is evolving, but neither do we want that to be imposed on Krishna consciousness. Those standards will now be imposed on Krishna consciousness. No. So we have to be clear about what is the sum and substance of this movement. And for example, we're here in India at present. Like, even super sophisticated modern reporters for the United States and Europe, when they're in different countries, like now they're in so many Muslim countries, you'll see some lady wearing a veil, and she has to give some respect to whatever is in vogue in that local culture.
Мы видим часто, что известные журналисты, известные люди, когда они приезжают в какие-то исламские или другие страны, например, они одевают платье или еще что-то делают.
And if they try to impose some modern Western standard of acceptable femininity upon some ancient cultural tradition, it may create a volatile situation, they're finding also.
Если эта женщина, например, будет пытаться перенести какую-то древнюю традиционную культуру, поведение и образ жизни современной, то есть городской женщины, то это может внести некую дисрезонанс в культуру.
So these things are external.
Это внешние вещи.